What's up, everybody? Hello. Today is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Day. It is Monday, December 11th, 2017. What's up, Rod? How are you?
What's going on?
What's up, Mama Dukes?
Yeah, whatever.
So, what's going on, man? How was your weekend?
I want to go back up to the mountains.
Yeah, she blows up in the mountains. How was your weekend, Rod?
Oh, it was good. Why's my mic not on?
Your mic is not on?
Your mic is on.
Is it? I don't hear myself at all.
No. I hear you. Bring the mic up to your face.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was before.
Hold on a second. Let me see.
I can hear you.
Oh, you should. You should be able to hear you.
All right. Well,
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my weekend was...
Enchilada. All right.
I still don't hear myself.
So, we got some people calling in. Gus Pohl was supposed to call in today. I don't know what's going on. He's in the hospital from what I hear, so right. I don't know. Nice job, Rod. It took us an hour to put that fucking sign up, and it knocked it over in 2 seconds. But you know what? We have Michael Allman's going to call in later.
Good.
To give us an update what's going on. And who else we got calling in?
That's it.
That's it. And you. We want you to call in as well. Please give us a call. We're begging you. 877-917-5263. We want to hear from you. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We are here to talk about the biker lifestyle, any kind of events you might have done. And the phone is ringing already, man. I love this. Look, that's from Illinois, no less.
Cool.
You are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Can I help you?
Hey, Johnny. It's Denise.
It's Denise. Hey, Denise. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Denise is one of my admins on the Live to Ride page.
Nice.
And she's freaking awesome with it, man. Thank you for your help with that, Denise. What's going on?
Well, I just have a really hysterical story. You know how we've all done jail time? And some,
yes.
You know, and one time I clearly deserved my jail time. But last week, after the show, I'm back in the group and I'm just doing my thing. All of a sudden, Facebook tells me I've been banned from touching the like button because I'm touching it too fast.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. She's sexually harassing the like button.
You're touching it too fast?
You know,
wait a minute. That's not a problem, Denise. Sorry.
Touch it a little faster, would you?
I'm sitting there laughing at the screen, and so I follow the questions, and I'm, you know, like, how do you stop this? How do I stop this from happening again? And Facebook tells me, well, stop that behavior.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Are they watching you, Denise?
So I had, like,
can they see how fast you're touching that button?
Like button?
Oh, my God.
It'd be funny if a little hand comes out and slaps your hand away from the like button. Oh. Get away from there.
Well, every time I pushed it afterwards, it's like, you idiot, you can't do that.
Oh, my God. That is hysterical. That really is. But you know what? I want to thank you for all your help with the Live to Ride, Ride to Live group that we have that's associated with the show. And we want to try to get everybody that's on that group involved. And we encourage all groups to get involved with the show.
Absolutely.
Because if you have a group out there that you want to share with us, give us a call. Write on our Facebook page. You know, come join the family, man. That's just what we're all about. We want to bring all the community, the biker community together the best we can, any way we can. And because the biker community is the best community in the world anyway.
This is true.
Right? So.
Yes, it is.
And people like Denise helped me out, and it's awesome. You know? So, what else is going on?
Very well, have a good night.
Oh, you're leaving us. Okay.
Well, unless you have something else.
We have nothing to do.
She's hitting the like button like crazy.
Hey, stop hitting that like button. All right?
No.
And go check us out on YouTube. I gotta say that YouTube, we got the better quality. If anyone's on YouTube, do we sound okay? Because I couldn't test it tonight.
Aaron, so, Aaron's on, and Aaron, and Jane's on.
Aaron and Jane, how do we sound? Do we sound okay on YouTube tonight? I don't know. No. All right, Denise, thank you for calling.
Oh my God, Denise, stop pushing that like button.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, we just got 25 likes.
Like 25 likes in 2 seconds. You know what? Everybody wants to get banned from Facebook.
Facebook has been just such a hassle lately with everybody. It isn't just us. It's
no, it's everybody.
You know, it's just they have a hard on for everybody. You know, you do the wrong thing. Everyone I talk to is in jail. Or I just got out of jail. I don't get it.
Back to jail.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
ridiculous.
It really is ridiculous.
I have yet to be in jail.
Oh, we'll take care of that by the end of the night. Yeah, I log out of yours, log into hers. All right, like. So what's up, everybody, man? It's officially
winter
here. Snow on the ground outside. It sucks. And
well, I don't care about the snow. Snow is really pretty.
It was supposed to be like, you know, a hell of a lot more snow and
Who cares? It's winter time. It's gonna snow. I just think it makes it look everything pretty, and it hides all the shit in my backyard. So I don't have to worry about it until it's time to clean the yard
snow goes away. What's all this dog shit?
No, but I, you know, my yard looks like, you know, Sanford and Son.
Well, you know,
what happened to me
was my motorcycle was in my garage, and behind my motorcycle was my snowblower. So I was like, all right, I don't know how much snow we're going to get, but I got to move my motorcycle out of the garage in the snow, all right, and pull the snowblower out and put the bike back in. Now, it's snowing out. I got a little hump to get up into my garage. I got sneakers on, and I can't get my bike back in the garage, okay? She's in the house. She don't hear me. And we have a guy that comes to our house, picks up the dog shit for us, right? Oh, he's a poopy gone guy, right? And I don't think he spoke any English or whatever, because I'm trying to say to him, do me a favor, give me a push. And he's standing with one hand on one of my forks, and he's pulling it like this. I'm like, what are you trying to fucking do to me? Get in front of the bike and push me. Guy didn't understand. I said, you know what? Get out of here. I got it. Thank you. And I got the bike back in, and I'm a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I said, put the dog shit down and push my bike in.
Oh, God.
But you know what? It was like, I was on the bike. I was like, I'd love to go for a ride, but that would have sucked. You know?
So we got Marcello Molina.
Marcello.
From Springfield. What's the state for VA?
I would say
is that Virginia. I don't know. Not know.
My is he the Virginia or the VAG? All right, so
that would be VAG.
No, I'm just giving shout outs to people that have been here, and Huck's on from Huck Gives No Fucks.
Huck's that's a great group. That's a great group, man. What's up, Huck? How are you, sir? And again, I'm gonna ask people to go over to YouTube as well, because it's better.
Right.
So Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on YouTube, or if you're just the first time watching us on Facebook, like us and follow us so you get notified every time we get in your face like we are now. Mm-hmm. All right? So,
and hit the like button.
And hit the like button. Or the dislike button.
Is there one?
What? No, there isn't anymore.
On YouTube there is.
We have a dislike? We only have smiley faces.
Well,
sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Hi, Rebecca.
Oh, wait. Let me click the smiley faces and see what else we got.
Uh-oh. She's playing over here.
Oh, we got a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a lot of emojis.
A lot of emojis.
So I would have to say half the United States right now, well, most of the United States is probably in some cold weather.
And it's going to get worse.
And a lot of bikes are parked right now, and very sorry to hear that. But you know what? That's what the beautiful thing about Facebook is, and the groups, because you can still share pictures and funny shit and all kinds of shit. It has to do with motorcycles all in the groups, and you still feel like it's bike season. And we're here all year round just so you guys can fucking hang out with us. You know what I mean? So, and if, like I said, you want to call, give us a call, 877-917-5263. Come hang out with us. We're just hanging out tonight doing nothing, right?
Just chilling.
Yeah, so.
Just doing our thing.
Doing our thing. So what else is going on, Mama?
I don't know. I'm trying to get these emojis off of YouTube now. I can't. I just pooped.
Oh, my God.
I did a little poopy thing. I don't know what the hell's going on here. No, everything's fine.
You know, the toy runs are over now, I believe.
No, they are not. No freaking way.
Well, because of the snow. That's what I'm saying.
No, they still do it. They do it rain or shine. Everything went off over the weekend.
Hey.
You know, who cares? Committee did theirs, and, you know, there's another one coming. I got a thing coming up on the 17th with Ginger.
Okay.
Over in Westbury, I posted the event, and yeah, so there's a bunch of shit going on.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm sure if anybody out there knows about any toy runs or charity runs or anything that's going on,
yeah,
let us know, man. Go on our page, share it with us. We'll share it. You know, I'm in over, God, I think 100 groups out there, so you can share whatever you want on our page, and we will be happy to share it with everybody. Anyway, so Rob, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
No, not much.
No?
No, it's Just doing my thing at home.
Anything? Yep. I think.
You know, I asked you not to fucking do that shit. Especially with the sound effects. This is not fucking Howard Stern. Even though I am Little Howard, I'm going to leave in like 2 seconds.
You're a Little Howard.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Have a problem?
Absolutely nothing problem at this point. It? Yeah.
So, all right. So, so give us a story, Mama. What about your weekend? We want to hear about it.
What about it?
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Did nothing?
Okay. You know what I did? I fucking told you. You were texting
me
while I was upstate, you pain in the ass.
You didn't tell them out there.
They don't care what I did.
They care. People care.
They
do you care?
I did not ride a motorcycle this weekend. That did not happen.
You'll be able to happen with snowmobiles.
That I'm doing next month.
That's a lot of fun, too, man.
Yes, that is a lot of fun. I'm getting a snowsuit for Christmas. That's my Christmas present.
I had a
leopard print.
Of course. You know it. It's got to have leopard on it. I still got to have my leopard.
I don't
get it, even if I am riding a snow motorcycle.
When was that big storm we had, the 77 or 78?
Which one?
The big was snow. The bazillion.
The ice storm or whatever, 77, yeah, I believe it was.
78, I think, was the ice storm. 77 was the big blizzard.
Big blizzard? A week before that, my father went out and bought 2 snowmobiles. And me and my brother had a fucking blast on those things, man. We were gone.
Bastards.
Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, but my father had a Ford truck and a giant cookie sheet thing. My mom's diner. Yeah.
You got dragged around on
that? Yeah, I got dragged around on
that.
That was
sick.
Yeah, that was my snowmobile.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
I know.
It's like, you ever see Christmas Vacation when they butter up the bottom of that sled?
That's right.
God.
No, but then, well, I lived in Queens back then, too. So it was like the sanitation department also had extended ropes because they used to plow. Back then, that's what the garbage trucks did in the city. They plowed in addition to collecting garbage. So, yeah, us kids used to hang on and go skitching off the garbage. No, Mom, I was good. I really did.
Well,
I didn't do that.
me being a garbage man, what we do when it snows is we'll find a mattress that's got those plastic bags over it, lay that down, hook our feet on the step, and just go take off on it.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And this you do when you're not working on company time.
Well, did I say I was working on company time?
No.
I'm never working on company time.
Oh, all right. I just wanted to make sure. Well, back in the day when you could get away with shit like that.
No, I'll give you a funny story.
We used to do.
True story. Okay. And this was on time. We were goofing off one day doing that mattress thing. And my buddy Lurch, he decides to get on the
Lurch?
Mattress. Yeah, this guy was like 6'25".
Was that a nickname or was that his real name?
That was his nickname.
Okay.
And he's like laughing at me and Mike, and he's like, "I'll show you how to do this." So Mike gets in the truck, starts driving, Bobby hooks his feet onto the step. Starts whipping around, and if anybody knows Viceroy section in Farmingdale, Massapequa, knows it's a big loop.
Okay.
So we're coming around the bottom end of this loop, and I'm sitting on the step. I'm watching Bobby with his feet hooked, snow flying everywhere, and we go flying past our foreman, and I'm like, "Oh crap, here we go." Bobby unhooks his feet, and all of a sudden, there's this big turn. Instead of hooked to the truck and going around a turn, Bobby goes straight. Hits the curb embankment where they had plowed that little bump, goes airborne, and lands in this giant bush.
Oh, my God.
Foreman comes around the corner to yell at us. He goes, "All right, where the hell is Bobby?"
Oh, my God.
Like, somewhere over there. I have no idea.
Bobby is in the bush.
Bobby is now gone.
Yeah.
But that was hysterical. My foreman got out of the truck. He was laughing his ass off.
Well, bring that mic a little bit closer to your mouth because
I'm trying to. I can't hear myself. That's a little better.
Yeah.
You have to talk into the mic like you guys told me all the time. Put your mouth on it.
No, we tell you to put the mouth on it.
I haven't told you to do that.
No, he told me that all the time.
Now you're talking to the top of that microphone.
I'm trying to figure out where this microphone is. I want.
Well,
my
now
mic
we can hear you.
Yes. So
that was one of my favorite stories about snow, and
snow's good.
Snow is good, except you know the one thing about working in the snow is that nobody gives anybody respect when they're out working in the snow. They figure they could drive around like it's normal. It's insane.
I know that sucks.
Yeah,
but I actually saw a guy on a bike the other day in the snow, and I felt bad for him, man.
Were you on the expressway?
Was I?
Yeah, because I saw a guy on the expressway the other day on a bike.
Could have been, you know. But yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
Rod's turned up all the way. He's like his mic. I don't know why.
Aaron, I already said that to Aaron.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, if as he talks into the mic,
I'm
hear
trying
him.
To talk into the mic. I'm trying to figure out where to go. I'm pushing
that's
it around.
Take off that rubber thing.
That makes
a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
That's right.
Excuse me?
It's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Now, talk into it. There you go.
Forget it.
So anyway, still hard to hear you, Rod. Well, you know what?
Let's shut the mic off.
Or are we so loud? Is that what it is?
Those mics, they pick up everything.
Yeah. This one's not working right, but...
You always stop banging on it.
Anyway, so even when it gets closer, not coming through, YouTube, pretty sure it's only picking up on you.
Well, there's a delay also, too, so they might not hear it right away. So we have that. That's fine.
Okay. Try now.
Wow, that was a jump. That was a big jump.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Is that better, Aaron?
My headphones. I mean, that's definitely a big jump. I'm hearing myself. I couldn't even hear myself in the headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was like wondering. I'm trying to talk in the microphone. I'm not hearing anything in my headphones. But now, whatever you just plugged back in, thank you.
I know. I just turned you up a little bit on top. That's all. So,
all right.
Anyway, so what's this Wreaths Across America? What is that all about? Anyone know?
Mama? No. I don't know anything.
You don't know?
Do you know?
I don't know. I should know.
Why did you bring it up then?
Yeah.
Because someone wrote on here. Don't forget about Wreaths Across America, and I am.
All right, so why don't you call in and tell us about it?
Yeah, somebody.
It's the National Wreaths Across America. You can sponsor a wreath, okay? And I'm getting all the information right now. It's an organization. It's a charity event. Remember the fallen and the U.S. veterans. So honor those who serve, teach your children the value of freedom, and Wreaths Across America. You join us on National Wreaths Across America Day, which is December 16th, 2017. So each December on that day, the mission is to remember, honor, and teach. Carried out by coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, as well as over 1,200 additional locations in all 50 United States. So you can actually go and see where it's taking place. So go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. I will copy and paste the link on there. So anytime you guys have information like that, you know, just put it on there. Call us up. Let us know. If you're part of the organization, definitely call us up and tell us all about it. We want to hear about
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
That's cool, putting the wreaths on the graves. That's cool.
Definitely. We don't know everything that's going on across the United States, so if you guys got an event or something, let us know about it. You know, people come back to our show all week long and watch it, so, you know, you want to get it out there, give us a call.
Zoom in on my face anymore, Johnny. I'm going to fucking kill you. Seriously, don't do that anymore. No, really.
What?
I've been sick for like 5 days.
Can I put your ball?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. So, he's playing with my fuzzy thing.
Yeah, you like that,
excuse
huh?
Me?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Here we go.
My pom-poms. He's
anyway,
playing with my pom-poms.
Yeah, your pom-poms.
Yeah,
warm.
Mountain Man is watching this on YouTube Live. I hope not.
Mountain Man? All right.
Yeah, because he's stuck up in the mountains, but at least he has YouTube.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, what's the most beautiful part about YouTube? That you could actually sit on your couch and watch us on TV.
On TV.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have an Xbox or a
smart TV.
Smart TV or
smart TV,
stick or whatever.
Roku, any of those that carry it, yeah.
Yeah, you can just, you know what, plug it in, go to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and you can make yourself some popcorn, right? Chill out.
And watch us.
And watch us, you know, that's it. So, you know, I wish we had better weather right now. We had some more motorcycle stories to talk about.
Well, it's the downtime for us on this
side of the
planet.
Yeah.
So we
still,
did go.
Still a lot of riding going on in the world.
Oh, there's a lot of riding going on in the world. I wonder how our friends are doing.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ida got to dance on a bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Paul kept sending me photos through Messenger. So it's Ida's turn. They're having a really good time. So maybe they'll give us a shout tonight if. They have the time.
Well, Ida, give us a shout if you're out there and you hear us.
Ida and Paul.
We'd love to hear them.
They are touring the world.
That's
still in Guatemala.
Are they? Well, you know what? If you're having a good time,
stay.
Why leave?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the weather's probably gorgeous there.
Oh, it's, well, it's always beautiful Guatemala all year round. It's beautiful.
We got shit weather here, but it's gorgeous there. Oh,
stop with the weather, man. Jeez.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to have snow here.
It's going to get cold tomorrow night.
Is it really?
It's supposed to drop in the single digits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Good sleeping weather.
You
know?
You sleep outside.
All right, so Rod's got an echo.
Okay.
But that's from your phone, honey. Hi, honey. He's watching now. And Johnny, you're super loud. But according to everybody that's watching other devices, we're getting mixed reviews on YouTube. Johnny is super loud.
Okay, maybe that's a little better.
Johnny's normally super loud.
Johnny's super everything.
I'm just loud in general, man. Hey!
Stay!
I wake up loud. That's it. Mm-hmm. No.
So when is Michael Allman coming in? Because
I'm not sure.
I'm bored. I want to relive my story when Michael Allman got in my pants.
Michael Allman did get in your pants.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he still has them.
I'm just not getting them back.
I'm never getting them back. Damn it. Can you at least autograph them and send them back to
Wouldn't
me?
It be great if you wore them for an album cover?
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
You know, I was just thinking about that the other day. That was an awesome trip, right? Florida?
Yeah, it was good. I want to go back.
And you know what? I actually saw a Twinkle on a live video yesterday, and I was talking with them. They're like, you guys got to come back down. Like, mm-hmm. we want to come back down so bad.
Yeah, that's the open jam that they do on Sundays. That was the jam that I was at.
Right.
With the Mad Beach Mafia there. And Leo and everybody. Hi, Leo and Nina. If you're not busy watching your puppies. And Tony. We got to say hello to Tony because he gets insulted. Tony LeClerc. Hey.
Tony.
Yeah, they're all getting ready. But everybody is in the holiday spirit right now.
Yes.
And so are all the freaking shopping lunatics. Shop online and get delivered within 24 hours. It's crazy. But we want to hear some cute Christmas stories. People call up. It doesn't have to be motorcycle related. You know, it's around the holidays.
It's the holiday
season. And who's getting a motorcycle for Christmas?
Yeah,
anybody?
You never know. Uh-huh.
You know, that would make a nice present.
I'm getting a motorcycle for Christmas.
You are not.
I am.
You are, actually.
Yes, I am. It's in my garage. And every year, I open it's a five myself.
It puts a new bow on it.
It's the same motorcycle. But, you know, I get excited about it.
God, okay.
No, you know? So... who's that? So Jane. Hello, Jane. How are you?
Hi, Jane.
Oh, we got to get down there.
If we come back down, will you and Bill, Steve. Will you and Steve make me ribs again? Because I really enjoyed those ribs. They were so good. And the chocolate candies. And you know what? I got a complaint. If my mother is watching, my mother yelling at me all the time. You got to lose weight. I see those pictures of you on Facebook.
You
got to lose weight, right? She sent me 3 boxes of candy for Christmas. Okay? 3 boxes of candy. All right, thanks, Ma.
Are they dietetic?
No, they're one of the non-share ones.
The what?
The non-share candies. I ain't sharing with nobody.
I'm like, wait a minute, there's a...
I didn't...
Dumbass, I am.
But tonight, I'm going to end the show because it's a very special show for me that actually is not a good special thing. My father passed away 21 years ago, and he wrote 2 songs. Well, I don't know if he wrote them, but he sang them. And when we end the show, I'm going to play them both.
Oh, nice.
I finally was able to get them, and I got them. And they were actually awesome tunes. And back in the 50s, they were 50s tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Beatles came out, and that was it. You know?
Back in the 50s, they were 50 tunes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 50 tunes.
So he's a crooner.
Yeah. You know, it was called Johnny Rizzo and the Blackhearts. So,
you're such an asshole.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Swear to God.
I thought he was joking.
No, Johnny Rizzo and the Blackhearts.
So Joan Jett stole your father's band name?
Well, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is not Johnny Rizzo and the Blackhearts.
Yeah, but the Blackhearts part.
Joan Jett was signed. My father was never signed.
Joan Jett wasn't born yet. That's still copyright infringement if
your
father copyrighted
the band name. You know, but you know, if we're not a signed band, it doesn't matter.
Well, if you copyright the material,
that's
you copyright stuff.
It's a two-wheel thing. It's trademarked. Nobody can use it but us. Ever.
True. But this is back in the 50s, though, so who
knows?
It
doesn't matter. If you trademarked it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go sue
Joan Jett.
There you go.
Yeah. She's got to change her band name.
Yeah,
you
got to change
her
band name. Yeah, you got
to
change
your
name.
30 years.
We want your first name to change and your last name to change.
Blank Hearts.
No.
Blank, yeah.
I can actually play a song now if anybody wants to hear it.
No, that's all right. We'll save it for the end.
No, I'm saving it?
You should save it for the end.
Well, I got two, so.
What are you? Okay. You're pushing buttons. Michael Harrison's on.
Michael, he yelled at me last week for not talking about him. I said, Mike, you got to listen to the show from the beginning, brother.
Yeah, we started beginning, middle, and end.
And you know what? Because we love the Road Captain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And we urge everybody, when this app comes out, which is going to be any day now.
It's like Bitcoin. You better get it now before the price goes up.
Yeah, because this app is going to be so worth it, man.
Freaking 3,000% is going to go up.
Well,
you never know. It's going to be that popular.
Every biker should own this app. Because
get in while the price is right.
I wish I bought Bitcoin.
It tells you exactly what you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, the best roads to take, you know, stops, hotels, restaurants. Potholes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best feature on it, Margaret?
I forgot.
Okay.
I know. No, I'm just joking. I'm just an airhead tonight. But you can tell them. You know everything. So go ahead.
Wow.
Well, if you fall down on the bike and go down in the ditch, okay, it will alert the authorities where you are at.
That is correct.
And that's right there. Because I had a friend of mine that went down, okay, and he was in a ditch for hours before anyone was able to find them. So
really?
Yeah. It was a long time ago. So now, if that same thing happened now, right? So if that happened now, they would be alerted and they'd come find you and, you know, it could save your life. You know what I mean? So the Road Captain is definitely the app you want to get, okay, if you're a motorcyclist, okay? Definitely get this app. It's unbelievable. And I can't wait to get mine. And while we're on motorcycle apps,
mm-hmm.
How about restaurants, right? Like the Village Idiot, right? I got to tell you, I went for breakfast there a couple weeks ago.
What did you go there for?
Breakfast.
Oh, okay. I'm making sure you're saying it right.
I can say it. I'm the host of the show. I can say it any way I want.
I know, but you guys still make fun of you anyway.
Breakfast.
Broke ass?
Broke ass. And I had some pancakes that were out of this world, right? Their eggs were so good. And their potatoes, like steakhouse style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in a steakhouse? Oh, unbelievable. Check out the Village Idiot, right? They're located right in the heart of Patchogue, okay? 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. Check out their website at www.villageidiotpub.com. IdiotPubLI.com. Check them out.
Yeah. I went there a couple weeks ago and had those filet mignon sliders for lunch, man. Oh, my God.
They were good?
Oh.
Yeah?
To die for. Absolutely.
Yeah,
unreal.
They got good food there, man. They really do.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. And also,
good people.
I know I'm repeating myself, but there might be new people on the feed. Go to our YouTube site. Get better sound, better quality. And Facebook plays a lot of games with us lately, so.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is the way to go. Or, if we lose you altogether, you can go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and listen and imagine what we're doing over here.
Exactly. Imagining would be good.
Imagining would be
good. Always good. Always good.
So, anyway, so what else is happening?
Nothing. The IMS motorcycle show is still going strong.
Okay.
Just wrapped it up in Minneapolis there and going to... They're taking a break for the holidays, and they'll be in Cleveland next.
Okay.
Yeah, so go to motorcycleshows.com, and Chris from Cycle Source Magazine is going to be doing his Garage and Gears setup over there. It's really pretty cool. And just
that is very cool.
Yeah, I like what he's doing.
That when I looked at that setup, man, I was just like, this is a show, man. This is.
Yeah, he does the show live right there, and you can watch him on Facebook Live, Cycle Source Magazine's Facebook page, and on the Javits Show, not the Javits Show, the Motorcycle Show page itself.
Right.
And they stream it live as well. So it's from two entities, which is nice.
A great job over there. And, you know, the show is, it's really awesome to watch. It really is, you know?
It's great because if you don't get a chance to actually get to the show, you can actually watch what's happening, the attractions. Like, because a lot of times, like when we went there, we didn't have a lot of time to watch all the shows.
Oh, no.
But then you can go back and watch them again, like us, later on, which is nice.
Yep.
And they do some great stuff. They're fabricating a motorcycle at each stage of the tour.
That's
so
awesome.
It's amazing. And they have all these great guys coming up and experienced builders and welders, and they're doing like live right on the air. So,
well, also check out CycleSource magazine, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's the number one motorcycle magazine in the country, in the world. It's an awesome magazine. Everything you want to know is in this magazine. Even the grease and gears is in there, I'm sure, right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Everything is in this magazine, and you can get it at Barnes & Noble's.
Mm-hmm.
I found it in Publix, and I'm sure there's a shitload of other places you can find the magazine in.
Or subscribe.
And you can subscribe, and as per Heather, all of our Mayhem fans and listeners and watchers and stalkers and all of that, if you go to CycleSource.com and order the subscription and put in the promo code Mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, you get 20% off.
Wow.
Nice.
And it's exclusive only to our listeners.
That's awesome.
So I already subscribed.
That's a great Christmas gift.
I'm like, it's a good deal.
That's a great Christmas gift for somebody.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
CycleSource magazine? Shit, can't get along with that.
No, you cannot.
That's great. If you're into riding and old school motorcycles, that's the magazine that you want to look at,
Chock full of information, friends.
And I got one right here.
New, old, but the way it should be done, old school.
It even has jokes in it, gut busters in the back. Gotta love it. This is a cool magazine, man.
Okay,
look at that. Holy shit, that's a nice shower. Anyway, also, how about which we forgot to talk about last week?
What?
The Frosty Cruise. Right?
No, we spoke about it briefly, but...
Did we?
Yeah. We did, but we'll let Michael Ullman
talk about it when
he calls in.
Yeah, if he calls in.
Maybe Mark Marino will call in. We haven't heard... Oh, he's got a girlfriend now, so he probably won't call in anymore.
Who?
Mark Marino.
Yeah, he's been missing. Mark Marino, where you been?
He's MIA. He's getting laid. Why should he call us, man? Yeah.
Is he at the right house?
Yeah.
And John Frew should call in as well. John.
He's watching. He's stalking us.
John
right now.
Frew, call us. You're being paid. I forgot to call you back today. I'm sorry, brother. No. I got crazy work. But, hold on. Let me see if I can get him. Like I said, Gus Paul is supposed to call in today, but he has something going on with him. I'm not sure. But what he's basically doing is, he took over Strip Club Choppers East Coast.
Nice.
And now he got Strip Club Choppers New York.
Right.
Which is going to be awesome. And we're going to be teaming up with him, doing a lot of shit with him. Events and shit that we're going to be doing with him or he's going to be doing with us. So, I want him to call in for that. So, but he can't call in tonight. So, that's all right.
We hope he gets better, whatever his... He had some type of a medical emergency. So,
Yeah, so... And Strip Club Choppers is definitely, again, great Christmas gifts.
Branching
and
out.
The Fruitmaster is calling. Hold on.
Let me take my headset off.
You are on the air with
Motorcycle Man.
What's up, brother?
Well, just same old stuff and, busy working and getting ready for racing and, wife in general,
Right.
But, hey, something I wanted to bring up that I saw over the weekend that was really disturbing, but there's a young boy, his name is Keaton Jones.
Okay.
And a lot of you have seen the video. He was bullied in school.
Right.
And he was just brave enough to, his mom and him made a video, and he talked about it, and, kids picked on him. And that's what kids do,
Right.
But it just wasn't right. I didn't know what the school district was going to do about it or anything like that, but I just wanted to say, if Keaton's listening, which, maybe you never know he is or not, but, just put your head up there high. Don't worry about what other people say and be your own guy.
Exactly. I agree with you. A lot of people reached out to him, too. That's amazing.
It's good. So thanks to the bullies, he's now in a better place. because of what they did to him and because he had the guts actually to say something live. Right. And you know what? It's out there. So, right. You know, our hearts are with him too. And I got to give him props for standing up and saying what's on his mind. And, yeah, so hopefully the school districts will take care of the
bullies.
I tell you one thing. Yeah. I would hate to be the kid that was doing the bullying now.
Oh, forget about it. No. Yeah, everybody be standing up for this guy.
But you know what, though?
Yeah, you know, little kids, they can be mean, you know? I mean, and they don't realize, you know, what they're doing and
But John, you got to understand that. When we were kids, too, I mean, when we were growing up, it was part of growing up. You know, I had a guy call me a name, and I kicked him in the fucking nuts. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. So, I mean, there's so much shit going on right now with the internet, and everybody's with these devices, and the kids got their heads in their faces. It's so easy to do shit behind, and adults do it to each other, too, with social media. So let's not even go there.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah, no,
you know.
A bunch of adults that were so much like children in my fucking life, you know?
Right, exactly.
So and so's friends with so and so on Facebook, so I'm not going to be your friend.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. It's like the drama and everything else. Social media is ruining children's childhood, period. Because you know what? We all used to go out and play in the woods. We'd ride our bicycles, steal some kids' dirt bike or whatever, beat the shit out of them. But, you know, we brought it back. Sorry. You know, we did that. But it was part of growing up. It was wherever you live, that's what we kind of did anyway. You know, and back then, too, the cops were a little different. You know, we used to get a slap on the ass or throw our keys in the fucking woods if you got your first DWI. But all of that's changed now because of everything you say and do is online and out there. So, and nobody has any social...
Yeah, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
It's pretty damn scary.
Oh, yeah.
And let's learn how to raise our children by going on Google. Okay, that's going to help. So, yeah, get back to the real life and loving each other and taking care of each other
and raising your kids
and being there for your kids and looking at them and paying attention to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't drop them off at Walmart and come back 3 hours later.
Good
job.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, hey, Johnny, I heard you say that, you know, your dad passed away years ago, and he had some songs that you're going to play him at the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, you guys know that my dad, he passed away here last year, and he left me this race car, and I'm in my shop with boxes of parts, and I can't figure out where half the shit goes. I don't even think it's for the fucking car.
Wait.
I think it's some type of joke he was playing on me before he passed away. You know? He said, "Oh yeah, I'll put boxes of Ford parts in the Corvette boxes, and then this way here, John will be fucked up for a fucking month trying to figure out what's going on with this car because I'm trying to get the body off now." And
check the trunk for directions.
On the lid of the trunk.
Yeah, well, there's no directions. That's the whole thing, and I'm going crazy here. So it's getting there, though.
You'll find it. You'll wake up one day and be like, that's how it is.
Yeah, that's where that goes. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm cruising down the track 100 mile an hour and a fucking something falls off. Oh, yeah, that's what that was for. Yeah. You know.
Left those on the bench, damn.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. So, all right, buddy, we're going to let you roll.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling in, Michael.
I figured I'd better call in because nobody else seems to be calling in.
I know. What's going on out there? Where's everybody?
Shopping.
It's Monday night fucking football.
Are you sure you're supposed to be on tonight?
Everybody's shopping, too. Christmas shopping.
And watching football.
And watching football.
Football.
I can't believe it. I finally have a friend in Pittsburgh, and he don't like football. How much does that suck?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hate football.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Jeez.
I mean, if people say to me, like, especially there's actually one girl, we went out a couple times, and she says, "Oh, yeah, well, Sunday, let's go to my parents, and we'll watch the game. There's going to be, like, 50 people there." And I'm like, "Nah, that's okay. I don't watch football. I'm not going to go." She goes, "Oh, you're just kidding, right?" I said, "No, I'm fucking serious." She goes, "Oh, well, you're a fucking douchebag."
He called me
a fucking douchebag because I wouldn't go to her parents to watch a football game.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're busy building motors. Right?
Yeah, just doing, you know, just life in general is more, you know, Pittsburgh, I grew up here, And it's like life stops because of the Steelers. You know, yeah. Or seriously, if you guys come here the day after a game that they lose, everybody's depressed.
I can imagine.
I swear, like, you got to have some cop sitting at the bridges so people don't jump off. Oh, the Steelers lost. We're going to have suicides tonight.
And you got three bridges there to jump off, right?
We got a bunch of bridges.
I know.
Yeah, we got a bunch of bridges.
Well, let them keep jumping off. It makes the line at Primanti Brothers quicker for us.
Yeah, right? Yeah, can't wait to get down there. So, all right, buddy, listen, you have yourself a great week, man.
And yeah, you guys have a good week. And I didn't get a deer. I went deer hunting last week.
Oh, no.
Sucks for you because we got three. Ooh, I didn't kill them, but I watched them clean them.
When you say we, does your man have mice in his pockets like him and those two?
Yeah, he got a few. I'm not paying attention. I'm just letting it go right over my head. I actually made venison stew over the weekend. It was so good.
Yeah.
Except I didn't eat the
meat. I don't know. Venison's like perfumey, isn't it? Like,
you just got to know how to cook it.
I thought you and Rod were coming down here to go hunting.
I know. I want to do that.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's a little late now. Deer season's over, but we can get coyotes.
Well,
coyotes.
Rifle, isn't it, whatever, it's bow season next, isn't it? You can still shoot deer until January.
I can't keep track.
Yeah, it's bow season is next.
Got things so screwed up. You got to buy a game law book off of them now. It's like $6.95. For all my life, you just went down to the hunting store, and you bought your license, and you got a game book, and then you knew what the laws were. So whenever they pull you over or they try to bust you with something, you can say, hey, this is the way it is. Now you got to buy the book.
Well, yeah, and you got to turn in your tags, too, after you shoot a deer. You're given amount of tags.
You tag in after you shoot a buck or a deer, but that's not what I'm saying. The book, the law book that you're supposed to get, you don't get them in Pennsylvania anymore. Pennsylvania's really screwed up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I used to sell the hunting licenses when I worked in Island Guns in Huntington. So you all had to come see me if you wanted your deer hunting license, your fishing license.
Yeah.
Yeah, your fowl license, whatever it was.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Very cool.
That was an interesting.
All right, Johnny, listen, you have yourself a great night, and we'll talk to you real soon, brother.
Okay, we'll catch up with you guys later. Have a good night.
You too, man. Later, brother. Bye. That was the Frewmaster, Mr. John Frew. Good to hear from him, like always.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Well, there was a noise, like a hum. Also,
it was
one of the
laptop. That I had to shut the laptop.
Was it getting hot?
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was the heater over there.
No,
I was like, let me unplug that.
It was my laptop. It was.
It got quiet in here.
Yeah, because the heater's gone, too. That's what I thought it was.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I moved the heater. It's up on the steps.
Oh, okay.
No, it was my laptop.
I'd like to say hello to Rebecca Higgins out there. I see her. She's in the chat room. Hello, Rebecca. And Aaron Waller.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, has he done any, what was he doing? Testing stuff.
He asked if there was a Christmas stick coming up. It's a good possibility.
All right.
Well, we won't be here on Christmas to talk about it, so.
When's the last show? Next week?
Next week.
Wow. Well, we got somebody calling in. What's MS, Mississippi?
Missouri.
Missouri. Hello, Missouri. You on the air?
It's Massachusetts.
Hello?
I can't hear them.
Hello?
Turn the headset up, maybe they're not through.
I don't know. We'll try calling them back.
It's cold.
Missouri, we're going to call you back. All right.
You didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. It was a nobody man.
It was Ungots.
It was a slender man.
It was a silent man. Okay, hold on. Let's take a look. And, okay. Let's see what happens. Shh. Hello?
Nothing.
Wait, hello? That was awkward, right?
Yeah.
Crickets. Huh? Crickets.
Totally.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. All right. Well, hey. If you're trying to call us, there's something wrong with your phone. Give us a shout back again. But anyway, anybody out there wants to say hi, tell us a little story or anything. 877-917-5263. We'd love to hear from you. Because we're just hanging out tonight and doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? You're tired.
Can you go to commercial?
We can go to commercial. Is it time yet?
No, but I need it to be.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
We... Ba-da-da-boom. Hold on. That's not it.
Dawn.
Give me 1 second. We're gonna go to commercial here. Once I get this stupid thing up, and okay, hold on.
Cover the camera.
We'll be right back.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers, full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories, coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. Have you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
That's right. You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And Margaret had to make an exit out of here. She wasn't feeling well at all. And, yeah, Margaret got sick. She had to leave.
Want to put my mic on?
Your mic's not on, Jesus.
Johnny.
Come on now. Well, how about I invite him up?
There you go. All right.
Rod.
Jesus, this is one of those nights.
I knew she wasn't feeling right tonight.
Yeah, she's looking a little peaky off a bit, then.
She wasn't feeling good. She had to...
She made a quick exit.
Yeah, quick exit out of here, but she'll be okay. We'll have an update on her a little later.
Yeah.
But right now, it's open mic night now. Yeah. So...
Stop singing.
If anybody wants to give us a shout, because now it's just me and Rod, and we don't know what the fuck to do.
Nah, we'll be all right.
Now, at least people stop saying they can't hear you now.
Yeah, they can hear me. I can hear you. You're loud as all hell.
Yeah, no, since Margaret had to go to the doctor, I hope she went somewhere, because she wasn't looking good.
I was watching her from over there.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't herself tonight, but she will be okay, and...
I hope so.
You know? Really? But anyway, anybody out there...
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, chill out with us, man. You know, just hanging out. Call us, 877-917-5263. I see we have 11 people watching us on YouTube. And YouTube is definitely the better way to go than Facebook. And I urge everybody to go on YouTube, follow Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, subscribe to us, you know, and then this way you get better quality better everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool stuff, YouTube, man. It's really, that's the new format to really check everything out. I mean, if you guys are watching any of the shows out there, check them out on YouTube. My opinion, Facebook is losing traction.
You know, it's funny. I had a problem with the Mevo camera over the weekend, and I was trying to figure what was going on. So I kept deleting like my Facebook app and the Mevo app, and then reinstalling them. You know, Facebook's only got 3 stars. I'm not surprised at that.
That's a lot more than I thought they'd have right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're going downhill quick.
Yeah, they kind of are, you know?
You know, I never knew that you can get yourself in trouble for hitting the like button, so that's something totally new.
Right. But guys, be patient with me, because usually Margaret takes care of writing back to everybody. So on the YouTube, it's popping up in front of my face, but they're going away. So right, if I don't answer you.
You got the Facebook over there?
I got nothing over here.
All right. Well, someone's calling it.
We got Aaron calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Motorcycle Mayhem. How are you guys?
Oh,
hey,
what's good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yourselves?
You know, hanging in there. Yep. Can't complain.
Well, you know, Johnny, you mentioned testing some products, and I saw Rebecca had mentioned something on the YouTube feed, too. I bought some good gloves, but, you know, it's 8 o'clock here in Kansas, and it's still 53 degrees here. So I haven't had to use them yet.
Wow. Wow, okay.
It's still riding, but we were in the mid-60s today here. A little windy. Wow. Man, it's good riding. So.
In Kansas, it was 50?
Yeah, well, Kansas is not a hot state.
It's not usual for us, let me tell you.
I was going to say.
You guys are kind of getting the snow and cold, but.
Well, you don't get snow in Kansas, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, snow and ice. Usually, we're in it by now, but we're just getting this great weather.
Well, you get snow, ice, and tornadoes, so.
Sometimes at the same time. No.
Oh, wow. Are you anticipating that big cold front that they're talking about that we're supposed to be getting hit with, too?
We're getting just a smidge of it. It's going to take us down in the upper 40s, so not a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I heard something this morning about single digits, man. I, you know what? I love the cold weather. I love working in the cold weather. Actually, watching the guys work, I drive the truck. But even back in
me
the
too.
Day, yeah, back in the day when I was behind the truck, I loved working in the cold. I'd much rather work in single digits, slow double digits, than anything over 80 degrees in humidity.
Yeah, I don't mind the cold myself. But it's the snow I can't stand, you know?
Snow just, I love snow, but you know what? Working in snow is treacherous. You make deliveries and stuff like that. So trying to get through, especially in Manhattan, if you get it.
I am a truck driver in Manhattan.
But, I mean, I know from family and friends and stuff in the Midwest, you guys get hit hard.
Oh, yeah, they get hammered. Big time. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I had a little story to tell you. It's kind of scary, but I have a brother who lives down in Texas. And, you know, they even got snow down there where they don't normally get snow. Again, it kind of pushed out and went up and hit you guys and went across the, you know, kind of the East Coast. But the funny thing is those of us that ride, you know, we have snow one day here. It melts off and warms back up. So you keep on riding. But I swear to you, people who already don't pay attention, once it snows, I think they really stop paying attention for cyclists.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't watch out for motorcycles at all. They think everybody puts them up, and you're not going to pull them out again until spring.
Mm-hmm.
So just have to be extra careful this time of year if you're out riding. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, at this point of the year, just in general, being on the roads, it's that little bit more awareness point, you know. Like I said, like me and Johnny both saw somebody, and I'm going to bet it was the same guy riding in the snow the other day.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing just to ride on Long Island and then to put yourself in a situation in a snowstorm. God bless you. I hope you made home safe, and you know, it's tough. But riding, just period, at this time of the year, good weather, bad weather, it seems like right around this time of the year, everybody just becomes a flake on the road.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah. A little snow.
Not even that. Not just this time of the year. I'll tell you a quick story. About a week or so ago, I'm leaving work, and I'm watching this woman in front of me, and she's driving a I think it was a white Mercedes or a white BMW. I can't remember, but she was coming onto the highway, on ramp, and she just literally went right across two lanes into the side of a truck.
No.
And bounced off this truck, went into the. I'm like, it was like one of those cartoon things. It just boom. I was like, what the?
Hey, it happens, you know.
Golly.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like that everywhere, buddy. You know that. You've seen it before,
right?
Oh, no.
But let me ask you, my friend.
Are you guys having a show next Monday?
Yes.
Yes, next Monday we will.
Okay. I'm sending you a little care package from Kansas, some homegrown and homemade products from this area, so you can enjoy it. There might be something to do with some barbecue in there, too, Johnny. Just dig through it. Don't let Johnny
get your hands off me
before you get a C in there. So.
Cool. Thank you, Aaron.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have a great night.
You do the same, buddy.
Before you go, Aaron, how about you give me some recommendations this week? Give me a PM this week sometime and give me some recommendations on some sticks that I might not have heard about, seen about. And I'm trying to work on a little care package for you, my friend. I hope you are a little interested in some Esteban Canadas.
Absolutely. That'd be great. I will send you a couple of tips. I think Jane's out there listening or watching too. Maybe we'll have to do one with a chocolate theme. Maybe a chocolate box style cigar just to throw in there for Jane's sake.
I'll take that chocolate cigar myself, you know, brother.
If you've been paying attention, there's this video floating around on YouTube and Facebook of this gourmet chocolatier who makes these. I mean, they look absolutely unbelievable chocolate cigars. The video's out there. I'd like to meet this guy and try sampling some of these. They just look off the charts. And for a dumb diabetic like me, I should really not be doing that. But I will take the hit for the team, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All right there, brother.
I love it.
Thanks for calling in.
You guys have a great one.
You too.
Take care now, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it was nice hearing from him.
Yeah,
right?
He's a good guy, man, and no. he's on the game with the sticks.
Yeah. So Tuesday, December 12th, which is tomorrow, we got the Brunswick County Toy Run and Poker Run. All right, and Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Anybody out there that knows about this toy run, that would like to talk about it, give us a shout. Cool. All right.
Or anybody out there who's got something going on.
It's the 23rd anniversary, right?
Sorry.
It's the 23rd anniversary.
There you go.
The Brunswick County Toy Run, motorcycles and car classics, and there's a Pokemon involved. I love Pokemon, man. They're the best. That's going to be, what have I got? Saturday, December 12th. That's not right. You got the wrong date.
It's 2015.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry about that. That is the flyer. That was the flyer I was reading. This is why. This is the mayhem part of the motorcycle mayhem.
Oh my
idiot.
God!
I know, but I'm reading the flyer. It's on Saturday, December 12th. Okay. Anyway, tomorrow, Brunswick County. Okay. Toy Run, motorcycle and car classics. Check it out, man. Google that stuff, and you know.
Please Google. Check it out. We're just trying to relay you the information, Johnny.
You know, again, this is the show that I try to, I want to get all these groups involved, you know, Biker Trash Nation, I Love My Harley, right? And all the groups, Huckleberries, I Don't Give a Fuck group, that's a great one.
Many good ones out there, they really
get involved and join the fun, man. It's just, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and we like to be the broadcasters of all the groups. Come in the group, right? Talk. Get on the air with us. Tell us what your group's about. And
join the mayhem.
That's right, man. Join the mayhem. We're having a blast over here.
Yeah, it's funny, though. We, you know, being in the holiday season, a lot of my friends from Chile, you know, posting pictures. They're out riding. The weather's getting beautiful again down there. And they're out riding in this gorgeous weather, and they're decorating trees, and it's like 90 degrees out. I don't get that.
No. Well, you know. Soon I want to live that lifestyle. I don't want to.
Oh, here we go with the Florida.
My wife says no. I say yes. I don't know.
Dawn's vehemently against it, I think.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, she's nodding her head, yeah.
I'll get us out of Florida, because in Florida, especially where my mother lives in the villages, all right, I wouldn't mind living around that area somewhere.
Central Florida is a great biker community, and it's a riding community.
Well, if you think about it, you can go anywhere you want. Like, yeah. Like, you know, every weekend of the summer or winter, whatever, you know, hey, let's do Key West, let's do Miami, let's do Fort Lauderdale, Daytona, and then you got the Clearwater, you got Tampa Bay. There's so much. You know, Panama City.
Yeah, and you know the beauty about any just being outside of New York,
yeah,
you're
that's
not
the best part.
Trapped
yes.
by New York. I mean, there are days you wake up and like, you know, I want to take a ride up to, you know, upstate or something. And the first thing that hits your mind is the damn fucking bridges.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the worst.
Cross the damn bridges.
And you know what? And it's worse than a motorcycle because the New York yeah. drives. But, yeah, when you're in Florida, you just go.
Just go. Yeah, you're free to go anywhere.
And, that I hear you.
You know,
and there's so many bike events going on in Florida all the time.
Yeah,
every weekend.
I mean, not that there isn't a lot going on Long Island, but it'd just be nice to sit there and say, you know what, I want to take a 300-mile ride without any pressure.
You can do that.
So,
you can do that in Florida.
You know, you could do a 300-mile ride and do it in a good time frame. Here in New York, you're stuck anywhere trying to get out of Manhattan, trying to get upstate, what have
yep.
you. And that takes a good part of your ride.
No, it does. It does. And it really gives you a beating, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when you're home, you're shot, man.
Yeah.
And the roads suck.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah. Cross Bronx.
We took a ride, man. When me and Dawn went to Panama City, we took a ride all the way up to, what's the name of that town, Dawn? Destin, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Destin was gorgeous, right? And I just wanted to keep going. You know, I wanted to go to Pensacola. I wanted to go to New Orleans, basically.
There you go.
But we took this ride. It all started out because we wanted to go to the outpost over there. When you go to the Panama City Bike Week, you got to go to the outpost because that's like where the action is. That is like the hot spot of the place. It's about a good 45 minutes to an hour away, but
yeah.
it's worth it. That's
not
where you want
right.
to go. And, you know, Geneva can tell you about that because Geneva Band plays it all the time. And they actually built the stage just for Geneva there. And they have a floating dock there. Like, at least somebody falls off that dock into the water. Every day. So that's the place you want to check out.
I
but you know
few,
what?
A few names that probably I know.
But that's just the thing, though. Me and her went for a little run. I said, let's go find the outpost. We rode all the way to Destin.
Yeah.
We rode all the way there. And it was cool, and I wanted to keep going. But we started out so late already. It was like, it's already getting dark. So
yeah, but
you know,
your mindset was like, all right, it's a time frame. It wasn't
right.
like, oh, I got to get home here. I got to be
right,
driver.
Right. And there's like, you know what? There are bridges that you cross, but not like.
But no.
Like the George Washington Bridge.
No.
There
are bridges in this world, and then there are
bridges in this world.
Yeah.
You know, and these bridges suck over here.
Good
but,
God.
You know, I mean,
they're beautiful, but.
But you know what, though? I mean, I want to talk about crossing bridges. I mean, we rode down to Key West. There's some bridges right there. Those are beautiful bridges.
Yeah.
With beautiful blue water. But there's so many places in the United States that you can ride that I have took this little bit out of the United States so far that's out there. And this is exactly what I talk about with this show. If we want to know where these places are. And this show is broadcasted all over the world, all over the country. And you have stories out there that you want to share with us. Roads you have taken, bridges that you have crossed, blue water, brown water, rivers, lakes, whatever it is. That's why I say give us a call. And we want to talk about, you know, tell us your stories. Because you have to have, if you own a bike, you have a story. Okay?
Yeah.
You have a good story. You have a bad story.
You just have a story.
You have, you have interesting stories, great stories. You've been on awesome roads. You've been on shitty roads. Right? You have a bike. You've been on that. That's what this show is. We want to hear your stories.
Yeah, call
So give us a shout, 877-917-5263. And let's get on track with this, man, because this is exactly what I want. And my part, I always wanted to hear about your barbecue experiences.
I want to hear
about
your
Because there's roadside barbecues out there that are
oh
fucking
God,
unbelievable.
Everywhere.
Unbelievable ones that I've experienced myself and maybe, I never heard of that. You know what? Maybe the next time I ride to Destin, somebody out there can tell, hey, go check out this place. And that's what this show is about. And then, like I said, we want to get the groups involved. We want you to check us out on YouTube, you know, Facebook, like us, follow us, share the show. You know, get involved because this is us. We want you to be involved with the show. This is your show, too.
Yeah.
You're just on the other side of the camera get involved with us, you know, mingle with us. Just call us and just hang out with us, man.
Yeah.
We're just chilling out. We're hanging, so if you...
I need to take a fiber.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, I'm still on the antibiotics, so I'm like...
Okay. So now he's going to...
I'm going to go take a quick 2-second break.
But, you know, you couldn't even win when I was stuck in the whole thing.
I didn't have to go.
But
I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Go take your 5-minute station ID.
What are we, LIW?
But you know what? Yeah. Okay, now I'm by myself. Anybody want to call and say hello? Anybody? Dawn, want to come sit down with me?
No,
Dawn, want to come down. Anybody would like to say hello to me? I'm by myself. But anyway, yeah.
The thing I just sent you.
Yeah. Would you send me? You sent me something. Hold on.
To talk about.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the Harley Davidson Museum Holiday Bike Night. Okay, Thursday, December 14th, between 5 and 9 p.m., Canal Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hog members get in the museum for free at the Motor Bar. What's the Motor Bar?
It's a Motor Bar and restaurant.
The Bar, Motor Bar? Ah, very cool. So that's pretty cool, man. The bike night, to be able to go to the Harley Davidson Museum for a bike night has got to be pretty fucking cool. You know what I mean? And that's definitely got to be a stop if you live this way. Well, I'm getting a phone call. Hello, you are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Can I help you? Hello?
Hey, Johnny, you got me now?
I hear you. Oh, wait.
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Oh, shit. I called you a little while ago and that would never work.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, Mr. Michael Allman. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's up, my man?
How are you? I'm sitting here by myself. Margaret wasn't feeling well, so she had to leave. And Rod would be right back. He had to go to the men's room. You know what I'm saying? So what's going on, Mike? Talk to us.
Not much, man. You're lucky,
too,
because they're not lucky. But Michelle just walked in the door from work, and I was laying on the couch, passed out.
Nice.
I wasn't paying. I'm just laying sitting there watching cops and nodded off, I guess. Goodness. What are you up to, bro?
Oh, man, you know what? Just doing the show and hanging out. And, you know, I was wondering what's going on with your music. You're taking a break. You're on tour. What's going on?
Oh, man, right now, relaxing and maxing.
All right.
I go back. I'm going up north for New Year's in Connecticut.
Okay.
Got some other sporadic stuff through the winter.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, not a whole lot right this second. Working on the album and taking my sweet-ass time.
Ah, now you will. Take your time, man. That's it. Hey, you want to talk about your cruise you're doing?
Sure.
Let's go.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm actually one of the hired musicians, but I love it.
Yeah.
And I look forward to my first cruise.
That's going to be the Frosty Cruise, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the first one I've ever been on, too.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Yeah. Cruises are so awesome. I love cruises. You're going to have the best time on those things, man. And I love the concept. I love the concept of being in the middle of nowhere and there's slot machines.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I like that.
No. Oh, Rod's back.
Oh.
Say hello to Michael Ullman.
Hey, Michael. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. What's that, man?
Oh, all good, man. All
bad,
good.
Bad pit stop.
Yeah, you got to take a pit stop.
What's going on?
So, yeah, so it's the what's the date for that cruise?
May
4th? I think it is May 4th. Yeah.
Something like that. It's early May, I know that.
Yeah.
I know the
deadline for locking in the price and putting $100 down to get your guaranteed price now is running like it needs to be done soon.
Okay.
I'm not a very good salesman.
That's all right. But I think the Mayhem's trying to get down there to do something with you. We're trying to get down there because we had a blast with you in Florida, man. We really did. That was a good time.
That was a good time.
Yes, it was. But Anyway, so I'm going to let you relax, and we're going to be promoting your cruise.
Awesome.
And we're looking forward to your album coming out and playing it on the air.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff.
Yeah, I still love that. Those tunes, man, are amazing, man. Yeah. Really good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Michael, so go do your relaxing, and we'll get back to you during the week. All right, buddy?
All right, brother. Sounds good, my man.
All right, man. So you have yourself a great night.
All right, you too, bro. Right.
Take care.
Bye. Michael Ullman, man, he's working hard in the studio to make some really good music.
Dude, those two tunes that he gave us a little sneak peek a while back.
Yeah, that was really good stuff.
Killer.
All right, hold on. I'm going to make a phone call.
Uh-oh.
Okay, hold on. Boom, 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 boom. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack.
Clickety, clickety, clack.
Yep. Uh-oh. Huckleberry, answer your phone.
Since Winford didn't answer the phone, he must be out on that damn bike. Just leave a message and he'll get back to you as soon as he can.
I love it.
Bye. Have a good day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, when you get back from off your motorcycle, give us a call back. This is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. That's awesome. Huckleberry, give us a call back. Oh, man. So, a lot going on, man. Michael Lawman is working in the studio. He's getting the albums out. And he's doing a cruise, I believe May 4th, called the Frosty Cruise. You can Google it. Can you Google that?
I will. Don't give me my life.
And there's going to be, I know Geneva's going to be on it.
Geneva, Jasmine Kane.
Jasmine Kane. And I believe Twinkle. I'm not sure.
I don't know if Twinkle.
We'll Google it.
Be there.
Well, that band, Twinkle, is a really awesome band. Twinkle is one of the second song that we play when we open the show up. The first one is Jasmine Kane.
Where is this cruise out of?
And it's out of Miami. Not Miami.
Frosty Cruise is nothing coming up.
Nothing up? I'm going to try calling him back again to see if he's off his motorcycle. Bada boom boom boom. Hello, Rebecca Higgins. How are you? Hello?
Hello? Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
This is Winford. How you doing?
What's up, Winford? How are you, sir?
Man, I tried to get a hold of y'all when Mama was there and couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why we couldn't hear you. And then we tried to call you back, and I don't know what's going on. So,
yeah,
you know,
screwy phones. How y'all doing this evening?
We're doing good. We're doing Mama good. Was feeling under the weather, so she had to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that.
She didn't look good the whole show. She looked kind of not right. So, but she'll be okay. She's a strong woman. She'll be back.
I know she will, and I have to call back when she's in sometime.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So what's going on with you?
I'm all just trying to get over a little cold.
By the way,
I usually ride my bike every day, but I've been off for about a week. I'm going through withdrawals now.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. You know, everybody loves your answering machine, by the way. All right?
I wish I was on that damn bike.
Yeah, me too. My bike's in my garage. Now I got my snowblower in front of my bike. I can't even get it out.
And it's not going to snow for the rest of the year.
Ain't no reason in that now. Shit.
Oh, man. So how's the weather by you?
Last month, matter of fact, a month ago this weekend, the 11th, you know, they had that big ride up in North Carolina for the 9/11 Foundation.
Right.
Yeah, I rode my bike, left here about 3 o'clock in the morning, upper 20s, low 30s, rode 700 miles up there.
Wow.
Spent a couple of days up there, rode that ride, and get together. And when I left coming back home, I left that morning and low to mid 20s with heavy frost on my bike. So,
wow.
There's no need not to ride when it's cold.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a good reason.
But I tell you though, when you ride when it's cold out, it gives you such a refreshing
feeling. It wakes you up.
It wakes you the fuck up.
Wakes your life up.
Yeah, wakes your life up, and it just wakes you where you. It's just a really great feeling when you get off the bike. You feel really good.
Yeah.
Freeze your ass off, but you feel really good. You know, so.
I tell you, the only part of me ever gets a little bit cold is my face.
Really?
Yeah, I wrap up pretty good gear. Now, I don't have any heated gear, but I wrap layers. And like I say, unless it's bad stormy or, you know, any kind of wintry precipitation, I ride.
Right. Well, like you know what? If there's no snow on the ground and no ice on the ground, why not?
Yeah.
If you bundle up the right way, and you can buy heated gear.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot out there.
So.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, riding a big old Harley Ultra makes a difference, too. You got a lot of protection there.
Yeah, it's true, too.
It cuts through.
I got a fat boy that has no protection.
Stop calling me that.
No,
I don't think I can handle much of that. Of course, that's when you're getting on upwards of 60 years old, you know,
Yeah.
It doesn't. No, I could just about live on the bike if I could. But listen, I want to give you all a quick shout-out.
Okay.
And especially all the people up around North Carolina.
All right.
Y'all have got a great foundation. Y'all are supporting it, the Never Forget 9/11 Foundation.
Right, yes.
All these bikers and riders and first responders and everybody up there, let me tell you, Christine and Jane are going to take that thing places. And so y'all just need to grab a hold of them and you know, get behind that foundation and really go with them. Just go in places.
Right.
A couple outstanding women do an outstanding job there.
Oh.
Excellent.
Thank you for saying that.
And listen, I want you to tell Mama.
Yep.
Now, I called in just to talk to her. This is twice now. Tell her I'm going to do it a third time. That's the third strike. She's out.
Oh, okay. We'll tell her that. You got it.
Well, listen, y'all have a great evening.
You do the same, buddy.
To the show.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, we got, I was getting a phone call from Georgia.
Okay.
Let's see who's calling from Georgia. They got some snow down there, too.
Yeah.
I believe they did. The devil is down in Georgia. Right?
He is?
Yeah. He went down to Georgia.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
He went through.
He went through Georgia. Okay. Da-da-da.
Now he lives in New York.
Yeah.
Or some people.
Next week, I'm going to have Santa calling.
Yeah.
Santa Scott, man. He is Santa. He lives by Santa. I think his license even says Santa. He looks exactly like Santa. He's got naughty and nice.
Hey, this is Frosty.
Ah, it's Frosty.
Okay. All right, well, you're calling Frosty.
Frosty.
I got the cruise information here. The cruise coming out of Cocoa Beach area, Port Canaveral, on Friday, May 11th, 2018. And Saturday the 12th, Sunday the 13th, and Monday the 14th.
Yes.
And the lineup is Michael Allman.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, a good friend of Michael Allman. J.B. Walker and the Cheap Whiskey Band. Now, I got an issue with cheap whiskey. Just keep it coming.
I don't got no issue with any whiskey.
Jasmine Kane.
Awesome.
Geneva. And the Saddle Brown Band.
Huh?
It's a nice lineup, man. There's some kick-ass stuff going on here. There's more information about it on the website, Frosty's Biker Cruise 2018. Google it. Look it up. I wish I could sit here and tell you I'm going to put it on the link. I don't know how to do that through my phone.
I did it already.
You did it? Oh, thank you so much.
Well, hold on. I think calling back. Hello, you're on the air.
Lisa Paul, Frosty, sorry I missed your call. What's up?
What's up, Frosty? How are you?
Oh, I am just absolutely wonderful this evening. Except I don't know how to use the phone as usual. How are you guys?
Really?
I'm fine.
So you want to talk about this cruise a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, because, it's not May 4th, it's May 11th.
Oh, May 11th, okay. May 11th.
That's,
just so everyone out there knows, that's the day after my birthday, okay? I had to put that out there.
Oh. Well, we'll have to send you a birthday present.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That night after we get off the boat, you know?
Yeah.
I'll talk to Margaret.
We are trying to do something.
We are definitely trying to do something
there. That would be an exciting night for all of us to do.
Wouldn't it be funny if she hands you a Big Mac?
Yeah. That'd be great if she handed me a Big Mac.
A Big Mac with a candle.
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, man. Yeah, well, I still got the rates at $588.82 per person based on two people in a room. But those rates, I can, they'll only let me hold those rates until December 31st. And you got until December 31st to get your $100 down. So,
okay.
That's it. But we got Michael Allman, of course.
Yeah.
I heard him on there when I was driving down the road. I was listening via YouTube through my Bluetooth on my stereo in my car. And it was wonderful.
Nice, so nice.
Everyone needs to do YouTube. Yes. And,
thank you.
Of course, Jasmine Kane, Geneva, J.B. Walker and the Cheap Whiskey Band, and Saddle Brown, and Miss Janie Durbin.
Nice.
It's going to be fun.
Sweet.
3 days in the Bahamas with all of us. I mean, I don't know what they're going to think, so down the Bahamas after we all go.
That's going to be crazy.
Do they have an extradition policy in the Bahamas?
You know, can you? That's going to be crazy. This man can be on a boat.
Oh, it is.
Because going to the Bahamas.
We drink so much that we could even get alcohol poison if we wanted to. We don't want to do that.
First of all,
there'd just be a lot of poisoning going on.
First of all,
feeding us free booze the whole three nights. You know?
Oh my God. First of all, Michael Allman alone, partying with him, we'd have a fucking, we'd end up in Cruise prison somewhere.
In the brig.
Right?
I know.
And then,
I know, right?
And then the Geneva Band? Forget about it.
What?
Geneva Band, I couldn't say it. I couldn't spit it out. And then just finished off with Jasmine Kane.
Yeah, I partied with Geneva.
Yeah.
Know,
great people, that. Yes.
God.
Great people.
Yeah, no, I've got the best group. I have the best entertainment that any person in my position could ask for.
Right.
I'm so excited. And all those four other people, the other 1,500 people on the boat, I feel so sorry for them because they won't be able to see the music.
Oh, my God. But we're going to be promoting that, our cruise. And we're going to be definitely trying to work with something with you down there when we, you know, after the cruise is over or something. But we're going to have a good time.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, because Michael, I'm talking to all the musicians, and Michael's wanting to get something together at someplace, because he's from down there, and he knows somebody, and he wants them to get together and do, like, an acoustic jam in the barn. Maybe I'll do the show for him.
Wow.
At a pub or wherever we end up at that Monday night when we get off the boat. So.
Cool.
Well, that'd be good.
We're trying to work toward.
Excellent.
All right, well, hey, I just thought I'd call and clarify the dates and all that stuff, and I love listening to you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Well, we will talk to you real soon, okay?
Absolutely, honey. Y'all have a sweet night.
Have a great night, too. Bye-bye now.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye. But we're back. That cruise is going to be out of control.
Yeah, it sounds like
that's going to be a wild night. That is going to be a wild night.
Yeah.
But I want to get back down to Winston-Salem also. Hang out with that crew down there, man. I had a blast with them. Wayne Penix and
Frank Holland.
I want to meet with Frank Holland. I didn't meet Frank yet. I can't wait to meet Frank. He seems like a really cool guy.
He's been putting some good videos up.
Yeah. Well,
he's
yeah.
a funny dude.
You know, David Holland, great guy. Yeah.
I can't wait to meet all of them.
Yeah, we had a really, really good time down there and with Jane and
and the chocolate.
And Steve. Oh, yeah, the chocolate was unbelievable. The chocolate was, the ribs and the chocolate.
I still want to see video of you eating ribs with a fork.
No, you ain't going to see that, you know? She got it on tape. Yeah.
It's funny because I went to dinner. We had the big Mujica family Christmas gathering Friday night. And my aunt was sitting there eating a slice of pizza with a knife and fork. I was like, oh my God, I crack up when I see that.
Tonight, when we end the show, I'm going to, like I was saying before, my father passed away 21 years ago yesterday. So I would like to end the show tonight with two of his songs that he played, he sang on, and I did not get his voice at all because his voice is great. Back when he was 17 years old, back in the 50s.
Wait. Beautiful crooner, you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And
Wait till you hear these songs.
So, yeah, I want to ask, what the f*** happened to you?
I got the drums. He got the voice. I don't know what happened.
I'm leaving that one alone.
Yeah.
No, actually, I do want to say, John, it's been 2 weeks now since a week, whatever it's been since that day you played.
Yeah.
I do want to say, and I'm going to say this publicly in front of it, I was impressed.
Really?
I really, really was impressed with your playing. I've made fun of him consistently. He's a good friend of mine, so I can get away with saying certain things. Yeah, I know. No. No, I pick on him a lot. You know, I ridicule his band mercilessly, and it's not the only band I ridicule mercilessly. But I was very impressed. You played very well.
Well, I'm a drummer. I've been playing 30 years. So,
You know what? I've known a lot of musicians in 30, 40, 50 years, and some can't. And you know a few musicians, too, that we should say,
yep, shouldn't
stop.
Yeah.
But no, he jumped on stage, and he did a tune with a whole group of guys, and it's a Bon Jovi tune.
Whole group of girls, actually. Well, Jim was up there. My good friend Jim Chinesi.
Yeah.
Does a show on Wednesday nights.
You got it. You kicked it, man. I was very, very impressed.
And where was that show at?
It was at the Backstage
Pass. If you guys want a good venue to check out in the Long Island area, the Backstage Pass, 33 Railroad Avenue, in Ronkonkoma.
Yeah. It's a great venue,
and they got a kitchen that's open, great food. Yeah. They got great bands that play there.
It's a very friendly bar for all types.
Yes, go check out the Backstage Pass.
It's great stage set. I mean, I'm very impressed with what they did.
Oh, yeah.
The sound system was great. I mean, they did a great job.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with the Backstage Pass.
You got Mike Fester on the sound, so.
Yeah, you know. I didn't want to, I just wasn't sure if we wanted to mention him or not, but yeah, he was killing the sound system.
Yeah, good job.
And Mike and Shari, the owners over there, fantastic. Very
great people.
Great people, very welcoming to the to the events and what's going on there, and they're doing a really bang up job.
Yeah,
so go check it out.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely go check out the Backstage Pass, 33 Railroad Avenue in Ronkonkoma. But you know what? Parking is fucking amazing over there. And they have the trains. You can walk out of the bar. Why not do a train?
Just parking?
Well, think about it. Can't miss the parking lot.
If you're coming out for an event, coming from Manhattan or what have you, it's a train right to Ronkonkoma.
If anybody out there has any events they would like to share with us, give us a shout, 877-917-5263. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. We are on every Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Go on our Facebook. Like us, follow us, share us. Go on our we have some groups that we're into, Live to Ride, Ride to Live. Check that out. It's a two-wheel thing. Check that out. And we support all the groups that are out there. We welcome them all.
Yep.
You know, Biker Trash Nation, Wayne Pennis did a fantastic job with that.
With the bicycles, man.
With the bicycles. Yeah, they got a lot of bicycles with that one.
I just want to mention Dawn, who's been researching and doing, really helping us out tonight. She just sent me this, the Harley-Davidson Museum Holiday Bike Night.
I did that.
Did you? Oh, why don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
You were pissing. All right?
So I got it. You got it. So stop sending me stuff. So
when you came back in.
But you know what? Like I was saying, give us a shout. Hang out with us. We're always here on Monday nights. We'd love to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. We want to know what you ride. And you know what I'm going to do? This is for the Live to Ride page. If anyone out there that's on that page, I'm going to do a feed next Sunday, okay? I'm going to do a post. I want everybody to post their motorcycles on this post. And I'm going to pick the nicest bike that I think is the nicest bike, and then I'm going to send them a T-shirt. And you can be in it if you like. You like to pick a bike? Don't give it a look. That look doesn't work. That looks a little, you know.
I like what you're saying with the T-shirt. I got something in the brew for a little giveaway.
What do you got?
I think I'm going to make a little package with every cigar that I reviewed.
That's not a bad one. That's
you
pretty
know,
cool.
Set something up, and we'll figure something out, what you guys got to do to win that little package.
Well, I'd be like, maybe the fourth caller on that night or something. Or
we could do something like that.
The nicest bike. You go to a page, and you pick out the nicest bike that you think.
With a cigar.
With a cigar. You got to put a cigar in the picture.
Yeah, you go.
With your
there
bike.
You go. There you
all
go.
Right?
There you go.
So,
and it's got to be good.
That sounds like a cool deal, man.
Yeah. No, I got it in the works. I got still got one more review to do for the year.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going with yet this year.
And also, definitely check us out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay? Go on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, before I forget, post your Polka Run and Party. That group also is a great group. Check them out. All right, also, that's Rebecca Higgins' group.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, go to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on YouTube and subscribe to us. You get better sound, better quality, and I can do this. Look at that. Boom. So you can't see that on Facebook. But if on YouTube, you'd be scared shit right now. Okay? I can do this. Okay?
So, that's scary.
No. Otherwise, check us out on YouTube. It's a hell of a lot better than Facebook. And pretty soon, I'd like to have the show totally on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe
hopefully next year at this time, just straight YouTube, and that'd be that, you know?
Dude, you know, we're basically a month away from our anniversary.
No, yeah, right there.
1 year ago.
Yep.
We started this little thing.
Yeah, yep. I got up one day and I said, let's do this, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yep. And, of course, Biker Trash Nation, that is the awesome group. Mm-hmm. Check them out. I think those guys went to almost 14,000 members by now.
Yeah, they were
or damn up. Close. I don't know.
I think they're over 14,000.
Are they over 14,000? I don't know. If anyone out there knows about Biker Trash Nation, what they're up to, let us know. Because that group is growing fast, man.
Yeah, they're doing
13,600 members.
We just got on that one.
And that's a really good group, though. Talk about like a group that, you know, come on, the bicycle one they just did.
That was amazing.
Do tours, you know, Wayne Penix and Vandy are awesome in
that
group.
That's a community, a Biker Trash Nation with the community. They put the word out, and they just really took it to town.
Yeah. But there's plenty of groups out there that also do that as well that we would like to love to get to know. I know Rebecca has a Poker Run group that she does stuff like that as well. If you have a group, please share it with us, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Something else. I mean, there's so many groups. It's worldwide. I'd like to start hearing some of the international groups. Europe, Australia, South America, Africa. I mean, there's got to be groups out there that got some really cool stuff going on. Love to hear the international aspect.
No doubt. There's so many international stuff and local stuff. And, you know, like I said before, you have a motorcycle, you have a story. You know about an organization. You know about something because you're always constantly doing something on your bike. So definitely fill us in whenever you want. You know what I mean? Margaret had to leave a little early tonight. She wasn't feeling well. I knew she wasn't feeling well. I was just by looking at her, I knew she wasn't right, but she's never right.
She'll
be okay. She'll be back next Monday. Rod had to leave before because he had to take a piss.
He's back. I come back and I'm
sitting here just hanging out and doing my thing. And
but you know what? It's that time of the year. I was sick last week, bad.
Right.
And I had to skip this, which really aggravates me when I have to do this, but you know, Mama's not feeling well. It's that time of the year, and I hope she's feeling a lot better tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. You know,
grab those big heavy duty antibiotics and keep going.
You see me? And I'm supposed to be sick or more. I never wear a jacket or a sweater.
I don't. This is basically what I'm at all year.
Like I have one with me, I think right here, right? But I barely put it on. I leave it in the car. I leave it in my truck. I'm in. I'm out. I'm like, I hate driving.
Yeah, I hate bulky. You know,
the bulky shit or eating with
it. This is it. The thermal, cut thermal and a t-shirt.
That's it.
Little sweatshirt.
The weather's getting cold out now, so everyone's getting sick.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sick. This is my voice normally sounds
yes,
like.
It is. It sucks.
So, you know, Swiss Alps, Australia, New Zealand. Yes. I want to ride with them, too. I don't know if any Chrome Angels are out there.
Chile, Aaron?
The Chrome Angels, I'd like to give a shout out to them.
Yeah.
Those ladies. It's an all-lady riding group, the Chrome Angels. It's an awesome, awesome group that they have. And I think they're worldwide as well.
I believe they are. I believe they're international. Yeah, they are international.
Right? And you got Huckleberries. I think it's Huckleberries. I don't give a fuck group. I think Huckle, if you're listening, let me know what that is. I got to go look again because my mind, every time the mic goes on, I forget everything we're going to say.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Chrome Angels. Their Long Island head is from the Syosset area.
Uh-huh.
So the other day I was working. It was a beautiful day. I saw all these bikers out there, and I'm like, "Is that her? Is that her?" Waiting to see a patch. I'm like,
that's a pretty cool organization they have.
Yeah,
you know?
amazing.
And they're all
God
over
bless
the place.
You guys for what you're doing and promoting the women riders out there.
Yeah,
and all those groups out there. I know there's the Long Island Women's Writers Group that a number of our friends are associated with. They're a good group out here. It'd be nice to talk to them one day.
No doubt.
There's so many things out there.
Plenty of things. Hold on. I got one more thing I want to do here.
Uh-oh.
I want to give a shout-out. Hold on. I can't find it now. Of course I can't find it. Because I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
And if I'm looking for it, I can't find it. There it is. Pasta Pete's, man. Pasta Pete's a friend of mine.
Yeah?
He's got a like one of those food carts in Syosset. Right in the Syosset Hospital parking lot.
Oh, he's on that little gullyway between Home Depot and the hospital.
No, that's the Greek guy.
No, the Greek guy moved. He's on the service right now.
He was just there yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah. But if you look at the hospital, and it goes like this, he's right here. It says a hamburgers on it. I stopped there. Good stuff, man. I had to try a burger, of course, but it really good stuff. So, December.
I don't know. When I'm up there, I end up just pulling into Village Hero.
Hold on. I love when my wife gets involved with the show. Right. We're having a good time here. Really are. What? Oh. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. No. All right, so what else we got here? If anybody's bored that wants to say hello to us, we're here, 877-917-5263. I also want to shout out to CNS Design and Apparel, the lovely shirts that they have made for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Check them out. And Goodfellas Cigars.
Goodfellas Cigars.
And also the Village Idiot Pub. And Motorcycle Mike. You know? If you are a writer or you need a lawyer, that's on your side.
Yes, he is.
Motorcycle Mike is there for you. So, let's see. We got 15 minutes left. Come on, guys. Give us a shout. We're just chilling here.
Yep. Just hanging, chilling, doing our thing.
Doing our thing out there. And what else am I going to say? I'm running out of shit to say.
No, I was just looking up some things.
It's getting sad. The weather's getting cold. And the snow is on the ground. The motorcycles are put away. And Christmas time is coming. What's everyone doing for Christmas this year? What are you doing for Christmas?
I don't know. It's going to be a quiet one, I think, at the house.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm thinking kids are going up to Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. I'm going to my brother's house Christmas Eve. And we're probably just chilling home with her mom or whatever and just doing our thing.
Cool. You know,
there will be alcohol involved.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I do believe somebody has invited me over for that weekend. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Steaks, I think.
Oh, yeah? Stick around. When I end the show, I'm playing two of my father's tunes.
But I just want to make a note. You know, if anyone needs any ideas for your Christmas shopping and you have that special someone or for yourself, you're looking to make that little extra purchase and give that bike of yours a little spark, check out the products of Strip Club Choppers.
They got some good shit, man.
Some great stuff.
That's some great stuff. Well, we got North Carolina calling. Hello, you are on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem. What's up?
Hey, Johnny.
Hello. How are you, Kim?
I'm just not Kim. It's Jane.
Oh, Jane. I'm so sorry.
Oh, boy.
You know, I was saying to myself, no, this ain't Kim, is it?
Accent, and she has a New York accent. What the hell?
Hello, Mrs. Martin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. You know, Mama had to leave, not feeling well, and
I know.
You know, it was one of those nights. You know.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Jane?
How's the weather down there?
You guys. It's cold.
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 It's yeah. I mean, today got up to almost 60.
That's cold.
But it's 37 right now.
That's cold.
We didn't. It's cold to us.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. My mother lives in Florida. She's telling me it's cold. I'm like, what is it? 65.
I don't care where you are. 37 is cold, period.
Oh, yeah.
That's cold.
It's chilly, not cold. No.
So how are you doing, Jane?
It's a little nipply here.
Yay!
Are you making ribs right now? What are you doing? She makes some great ribs.
Oh, that's right.
Jane makes some killer ribs. She does. I miss being down there, Jane. I can't wait to come back down there.
I know. You need to, especially before they shut down Wild Bill's town.
I know. Western town. How far is that off 95?
8 miles.
8 miles off of 95. Oh, man. How many times I was there and I never saw it? You know what? I'm thinking I did see it. It sounds very familiar. Don't you remember like a little town that we saw in North Carolina? Like something, like a little western looking town? I'm thinking I might have seen it.
Was that with Dawn or somebody else?
Oh, shit.
You never know.
Yeah, it's a great place. I mean, it's sad that, he's gone now.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that.
His brother's, the plan I hear is that the brother is going to flatten the town.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, but, once Bill got sick, he couldn't do the repairs.
Right.
And, in the saloon, the whorehouse is upstairs. That roof is starting to cave in. Just needs a whole lot of work.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's sad, but, and there's so much memorabilia in all the rooms.
Hmm. Is he having, an auction or something? What is he doing with all the stuff?
I don't know. Oh. I truly don't know. It's really sad.
Yeah.
The family is that, the family was divided anyway, and from what I understand, they, didn't get along too well with his wife. And
wow.
So, Bill was 78 and his wife was 35.
Wow. Well, we're very sorry to hear that. It's sad. It really is sad.
Yeah, it is.
And if you're down in the Smithfield area, North Carolina, right, there's about 8 miles off 95, there's a small little town called Wild Bill's. Am I correct?
Wild Bill's Western Town.
Wild Bill's Western Town. Go check it out before they take it down and go pay respects over there. And I wish I was down there to see it myself,
That's a shame.
I know.
Do you have any pictures of that?
I know.
Do you have any photos?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you put some, put some on our Facebook page, so people can see what it looks like. I would love to see it myself, Definitely.
Yeah, I think I've even got a video somewhere of me walking down the main street.
Oh, okay. I definitely would love to see that. I'm sure there's people out there that would love to see that never got to experience it, And then I was so mad because me and my wife, we've driven to Florida 16 times in the last 5 years. And we stay in Smithfield every time. We stay at the Texas Steakhouse is over there? And there's the Best Western behind there? In Smithfield?
Yep.
Up by the Holly Dealer?
Yep.
And we never got to see that. And I'm upset that we never got to see it. I wish we did.
Aaron, you're right, man. It'd be nice somebody buy it.
It was 8.5 miles from there.
Ugh. All right, well, you know what?
Yeah.
Even though it might be gone soon, but you'll still have the pictures and the video.
Yeah.
You can still live the memories, on Facebook, or you want to put them on our page or whatever. That'd be great. We would love that.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, Jane, thank you for calling. We love you. And what you do for the 9/11 Foundation is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
And more power to you in keeping that going strong.
Yeah. Yeah, kicking ass with that.
Absolutely.
All right. So you have yourself a great night. Okay?
Okay, thanks, guys. Y'all too.
And
you too.
We'll see you soon.
Stay warm.
Bye, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Jane Morris. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. I just wanted to say Aaron was, it said about this whole thing. And it would be pretty cool if somebody would buy that, restore it, make that a destination spot.
That would be, I don't know how big it is. That's why I'm asking to put the photos on.
Yeah.
But if it's a cool little town,
But the way Jane's describing it, it sounds like, just whatever it is, it sounds like a great spot to, just stop off on the road and have a nice afternoon with.
Yeah,
it's got a whorehouse.
Yeah, upstairs, Upstairs. Hey. It's like, woof, Check that out.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah, so if you're in the Smithfield area in North Carolina. I believe that's exit 95. Okay, I'm good. All right? I'm sure you can pull over and ask anybody where it is. Yeah. Check out that town, Bill's Wild West Town, I believe. Wild Bill's. Just say Wild Bill's or Bill's Wild West. I'm sure they'll get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So go check them out. Again, I know I sound like I'm repeating myself, but I don't know. There's new people coming on the feed, you know, every couple of seconds or whatever. So check us out on YouTube as well and subscribe to us, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on YouTube. Go on our Facebook page, like us, follow us, share us. We want to get the word out. This is a show that's for you guys, man, really. We want the show to be part of your groups, part of your rides, part of your adventures, man. Just share your stories with us. Share your photos with us.
Yes, your pictures.
Yeah, man, this is what we're about, man. And you know, sometimes, you know, you go on a ride and you want to tell people about this ride you just did.
This is it.
Call us. And we're going to call right now. All right, from Winston-Salem. Hello. You're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem.
What's up, Johnny? This is Frank Holland.
Hi, Frank. What's up, Frank? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys? You guys sound like you're struggling tonight.
Yeah.
We're always struggling, I'm always Frank.
Mama left us alone.
Yeah, I see that.
No.
Yeah, they'll do that sometimes.
Yeah, they
do. When are you guys going to come back down here? I'm sorry I missed you when you guys were down.
Yeah,
I was in Louisiana.
I was looking forward to meeting you, too.
I was watching your feeds live on Facebook there.
Cool, man. Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully we're down pretty soon. That's what I'm working on something. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but I want to go hang out at Baggers. This bar is fucking awesome.
I got to go down and check that out.
Right? Are you related to David? Yeah.
No, David. Me and David are brothers from another mother.
Oh, okay.
Father.
Do you talk to David a lot?
Oh yeah, I see David all the time.
Well, did he mention to you?
He works.
Did he mention to you how I beat his ass in air hockey?
Oh yeah, I saw the feed on Facebook.
Great.
You guys look like you were pounding them down pretty good too.
Man. Oh jeez.
I can't wait to get you drinking with me.
I can't wait either, man. Those bag of shots were delicious. Those Bud Lights were going down so well. So well.
Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah, you gotta stop by Baggers. Did Blaine take you over to Second and Green also?
Yes, she did. Another great shot. And what are those shots called? The Second and Green shots?
The Greenways?
Yes. They were really good.
They were great, man. I love those things.
And isn't there like pure alcohol in those shots, I believe? Right?
Yeah, that's Grandma's Punch. That's the owner there. That's Grandma's Restaurant.
You can drink it all night, and next thing you know, you're fucked up, man.
You can drink it all night, and the next thing you know, you don't know anything.
That's right. So
I've been there.
But you know what? I had a great time down there, but I was really looking forward to meeting Frank, and he wasn't around. So next time I'm down there, I'm going to definitely
hang out with Frank. I got to get down there and meet everybody.
So, okay.
Okay, cool.
But,
all right, brother. Well, listen, I just called in to say hi.
Hey, appreciate it, Frank,
make
man.
Sure you guys... Can't wait to see you guys down here, man.
Yeah,
hey,
us
you
too,
guys
brother.
Do a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, man. We'll see you soon, man. Bye
now. Right,
bye.
Good night.
All right. Well, we got 5 minutes left. And you know what? We had a pretty decent show. I mean, Mama wasn't feeling well.
We pulled it together.
She had to leave, and I understand that because, like I said before, I knew she wasn't feeling good.
That was Mama just.
That was. In her head. I think that was. Frank Holland throwing around the Bag of Trash Nation sign. All right. Bag of Trash Nation. Yeah, I did mention you. I swear to God I did.
I think that was Mama throwing that on your head.
Yeah, right? Wow.
She's like getting to it.
But anyway, since I had the sign in my hand, check out Bag of Trash Nation. These guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they are.
All right, I got to get that back up there. But anyway, I'm gonna leave tonight, right?
Do your father's tunes.
Well, my father's songs, all right? My father, he was 17 years old back in the day. Right? Yeah. Back in the 50s, all right? When he actually played these songs. And then what happened, the Beatles came around.
Damn Beatles.
And knocked them out. So, you know what? That was it. No more songs.
The Beatles came out and knocked all the crooner singers.
It was called Johnny Rizzo and the Blackhearts back in the day. I didn't get my voice from him, thank God. I wish I did, actually. But you'll hear the crackling in the record because it's an old record that I recorded. And on that note,
I'm
going to leave on that. So check out these tunes, right? All right. I was talking to myself. Enjoy, guys. Listen, have a great week. We'll see you next Monday, all right? Whoa. I messed that up. Let's try that again. Check it out.